You're listening to RightDivision.com, brought to you by Northside Bible Church.
Morning. This church, not us, not Loops, this church prepares breakfast. Breakfast at 9 o'clock, best breakfast in town, free of charge. And they'll be, last week they didn't have it because of Memorial Day, but they will this week. And so I wanted to remind you of that. Again, thank you for being here. And we hope you have a great time tonight. We're thankful for the rain. Brother Charles is going to come and sing. And then we're going to go from there. Brother Charles.
Well, some of you have come since I had a little bit of shoulder surgery. Actually, it was a lot of shoulder surgery. And just today, they sent me to start my first stretching phase of treatment, which the doc says is going to be 10 weeks long. And I felt like I got about six of them done today when they was telling me to do this, stretch, do this, do that, do that. It hurt. Thank God for pain pills. I got me one just before I left my house tonight, so I'm going to confess to you, I am on a little bit of drug, but it's not real heavy, so, but I don't hurt. Thank God I don't hurt. And I'm going to sing a song that tells you, you can blame whatever you want to on me, but don't blame anything on my Jesus, because he is guilt-free. He is sin-free. I said I was saved. Well, I didn't say I was perfect. Though his tender love is no license to sin, he's leading me on.
Every day, and so if I
His fault. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Good song. Good song. Turn in your Bibles to the book of Genesis. We're just going to start at the beginning tonight. Book of Genesis, chapter 4. And if you'd like to turn there and don't have a Bible, if you lift your hand, we'll get you one. I noticed last week, I was over here trying to get the room set up today, and one of the things we do with our Bible is if you don't have one, then you just keep that one. That'll be our gift to you. We'd love for you to have it. And I mean that. And I noticed today, I don't know how many we started with last week. I think about 15, 16. I noticed today that we had left 3 from last week. And that's great. We'll just keep putting them out. If you'll keep reading it, we'll be thrilled to death. I want to talk to you about some brotherly love that didn't happen. They're actually brother problems. Cain and Abel, Adam's two sons. We're right at the beginning here of all creation. And to give you a quick background, Adam and Eve, God created Adam and Eve and put them in this fantastic, beautiful place called the Garden of Eden. And God gave them the simplest of all theologies. All they had to do was not eat of a tree. They didn't have 10 commandments. They didn't have a bunch of theology. They didn't have things they needed to memorize. It was very simple. Do not eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And they decided, because Satan said, man, you ought to do that. It'll really help you. It'll do you so much good, and you'll be smarter than everybody in town. And by the way, he's still saying that. And it's still turning out the same way it did then. It's a mess up. They believed Satan instead of God. It wasn't a thing that they were going to go and get drunk and have a roaring time and shoot up the town. They just believed Satan instead of God. Now then, they've been banished from the garden. They can't stay there anymore because in that garden is the tree of life. And if they ate the tree of life, they're going to live forever. And God loved them so much, even though after they disobeyed him, and he didn't want them living forever in this rotten state. How'd you like to live forever in this old body? And it gets worse every year. We just recently buried a 97-year-old aunt. And her little old body, she didn't weigh 90 pounds. And just the flesh was just hanging on her. And I thought, dear God, don't let me live that long. Fortunately, her mind was good right up to the very end, just about. But this old body just gets worse and worse. And we all know that. We've seen the things that we can't do anymore. Now, lots of time we think we can. We in our mind, we can still do that. No boy told me one time, said, Leland, your mouth gives checks. Your body can't cash. And that was the truth. That's true. But now we have, Adam and Eve have got two boys outside of the garden. And it just begins, well, let's just read these verses and then we're going to come back and talk about them. It said, Adam knew Eve, his wife, chapter 4, verse 1 of the book of Genesis. Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I've gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought the firstling of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. Note it was the offering that made the difference. It wasn't Abel or Cain, but the offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at thy door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. The first two boys ending one killing the other one. Sometime in families, that's not unusual. Brothers very envious of one another. Brothers sometime are challenge one another. Brothers sometimes don't get along. All families, and we think families are good, and they are, but sometimes we don't get along. I used to think a whole lot more of my friends than I did most of my family, and that was my fault. But I will say this, you get to select your friends, you don't get to select your family. I had some family that just really didn't thrill me, and you probably have too. But these two ended up in murder. Nothing ever got that bad, nothing. We might have fallen outs, we may not speak, we may not get along, but nobody, just one killed the other. Now then, I want to go back and look at this because it had to do over religion. It had to do over worship. Notice the very first thing about it, and it said that in the process of time, Cain brought the fruit. Cain evidently was more religious than Abel because he's the one that's mentioned first. He's the older brother, and he was religious, and he brought of the fruit of the ground to God. Both of them knew there was a God. They didn't have to have a great big education on this. Everybody knows that. People still know that. I don't care how much they try to say it doesn't happen. See, you have to be educated out of a belief in God. You got to go to school. Because we all know there's a God. It doesn't make... They have never found a country, a nation, a continent, a town, or a tribe that didn't have a supreme being. They don't exist. Another thing about every one of them. Do you know that regardless of how backward and how uneducated and how heathen, they can have bones in their nose and war paint and they still know stealing is wrong. You better not steal from one of them. There's a lot of things they might accept, but they've all got laws, and you're going to obey the laws. It all falls into that. Both Cain and Abel knew not only was there a God, but they were responsible to him. They were to bring something to him. That's a responsibility. And they didn't think the responsibility could be Mohammed or Buddha or somebody else. They knew it was God. Both of the men knew that God that they were to give God a sacrifice. Now, Cain brought, and think about this for a moment, because what Cain has brought to God is the fruit of the ground. He can make that beautiful. He can have a cornucopia of vegetables and fruit and make a tremendous setting, colorful, beautiful, that he put together, look good, that he brought to God. And he said, I've prepared all this for you. Right. On the other hand, notice what Abel bought. Firstling of the fruit of the flock. Here he comes with a bloody sacrifice. Now I wonder where he learned that. Well, if we went back to the third chapter of Genesis, you'll notice in verse 21, after Adam and Eve had sinned against God, that it said that unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. That means to make coats of skin, you got to kill an animal, you've got to skin it, you got to tan the hide, and you've got to make the coats. And he didn't say that he made skin for them, because a lot of people want to say, well, God put this type of skin on. No, he said skins. He's talking about an animal that God made those coats of skin from. Abel learned that from his daddy. Cain also probably learned that from his daddy, but Cain decided, I'm going to do it my way. And nothing new with that or old either, is it? We're still doing it. I want to do it my way. Don't tell me what to do. I don't think you ought to do this. Don't think you ought to do that. Cain was more religious, but Cain brought, remember when Adam sinned, God said, cursed be the ground for your sake. What Cain bought was the fruit of the ground. He brought what God had already cursed. But it looked more appealing. The bloody sacrifice came from Abel. Now notice, he said he had respect to Abel's sacrifice, and he didn't have respect to Cain's sacrifice. And when he didn't, when God rejected what Cain brought, he got mad. He got angry. He said he was wroth. That's what that word means. He said Cain was very wroth and his countenance fell. He pouted. He sulked. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? He said, all you got to do is do it right. Cain, you can get this right. All you have to do is correct it. This is not something that's going to last forever. You haven't. It wasn't a one-time deal. You got it wrong. Get it right. You can do this. You can make it. Just get it right. But if you do not well, you got a choice here, as we've all had. If thou doest not well, sin lieth at thy door. By the way, this is the first time in the Bible that the little word S-I-N is mentioned. First time it's ever been said. And notice, it's not with rioting and looting and fornication and drunkenness and drug addiction and stealing. You know what it's with? It's with an arrogant, self-righteous religionist. God said, sin's at your feet, Cain. You can get rid of it. But if you don't, you're going to have to pay for it. The message hadn't changed. Still the same old thing. And what did Cain do? He refused to change. All he had to do was just get a lamb and offer it. And since that was Abel's business, he can get one from his brother. He can pass it back. Something he can do. Not something that he cannot do. Not something, man, I don't understand the Bible. We're not talking about reading the Bible. We're talking about worshiping God, getting it right with Him. Well, it's too complicated. No, it's very simple. It started that simple. Don't eat the fruit of the tree. It's continued simple. Bring the right sacrifice. Get it right. God's given us chances over and over. If we're honest ourselves, and sometime we're not. I've spent some years conning myself. It's amazing how we con other folks, but we're pretty good at conning ourselves. And we don't want to accept what God says right. I won't do it my way. And God told him, He said, you can get this solved. You can get it right. It's up to you, Cain. And notice what happened. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him, killed him. Why would you hold this against Abel? See, what happens when we get mad at God, and we've all done it, but when we get mad at God, we take it out on other people. See, we know better than trying to fight with God. We're not that dumb. So we just take it out on His people. We take it out on other folks. We take it out on sometimes the people we love. We take it out sometimes on the people the closest to us. And here's Cain. It's between him and God, but all of a sudden, he's killing his brother. He's taking it out on him. I was thinking about this when reading it, and when God said, Cain, all you got to do, just change the offering. It's simple. That's all you got to do. We solve this today. It doesn't take a week, doesn't take a month, doesn't take a time. We can solve it in this minute. And I thought about the years that I spent not solving it. And I'd venture to say that in this group right here tonight, some of you, all you have to do is just obey the Lord. What was it Paul said? He said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, right here, with the heart. See, we can put a lot of show on for man. And we've all done it. And we'll all continue to do it. We're not through doing it. But God knows. And He said, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Then, and with the mouth confessions made unto salvation. I want you to bow your heads for a moment. And I'm going to ask you to do something in a minute. You're here tonight. You've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior. You don't have any hope. Maybe life is miserable for you right now. I can tell you that there's joy unspeakable and full of glory for you by trusting Jesus Christ. And so tonight, you'd say, Leland, pray for me. Pray for me that I do what God wants me to do. I don't want to ask you to do a thing for me. But pray for me that I find that peace and joy and that happiness. While our heads are bowed and eyes are closed, nobody looking around, would you just say, Leland, pray for me. Slip up your hand. Would you do that real quickly? God bless you. I see your hand. Yours, yours. Yeah. You slip them back down after you lift them up. God bless you. Yeah. Put them back down. Now here's what I want you to do. In a moment, Brother Charles is going to start singing, just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. We're going to stand. We're going to pray. And then he's going to start singing. And here's what I want you to do. We don't have a lot of our helpers here tonight. But I want you to come on the very first verse. Come and stand in front of me, and then we're going to take this Bible. And we're going to quote those verses. And I want you to trust Christ as your Savior. If you mean business, now if you don't, let's don't do it. We don't need to be playing any games. But if you mean business with Jesus Christ, I want you to come on the very first verse. Our Heavenly Father, have your own way tonight. I wished I could explain it better. I wished I was better. But Father, I know your Holy Spirit can take into minds and hearts and clarify everything I mess up. And would you help them tonight, Father, to put their faith and trust in you? They'd not leave here lost, but tonight they'd find you as their Savior. Would you just stand to your feet, head still bowed, eyes still closed? Nobody looking around. On our very first verse, will you come? Just come here. I want you to come and stand right here in front of me. Come on. Come right here. Come right here. Brother Charles, stand right here. We're going to pray in a moment. Come right on. Come on. Come on. Yes, God bless you. Come on. Anyone, come on right now. Yes, sir. Come on. We're going to pray with you just in a minute. We got so many. Yeah. Come right on. Anybody else? Real quick. We're going to get this right with God tonight. We're not going to put off anymore. Will you do what God wants you to do? Will you come real quick? Okay, those of you that come, do you believe Jesus Christ died on the cross for you? Do you believe that? Do you believe it? All right. Are you willing to trust him tonight as your personal Savior? You believe he died for you on the cross. He rose again. All right. You say in your heart, Lord Jesus, I trust you. Will you say it? Say it. Sir, right here. Sir. Will you say, Lord Jesus, I trust you. Our Heavenly Father, you said that's all it took. You've never lied to me yet. Now, Father, be with those. And, Father, they may be somebody sitting at the back that trusted you, even though they didn't come down here. You're looking at hearts. All I see is who walked down, who didn't, but you know hearts. And we pray if they trusted you tonight that they let us know it. Now, Father, bless those that came. Bless those that are here. And, Father, those that didn't. Father, I'm going to ask you again to give them another chance. You're telling them, as you told Cain, hey, you can get it right. You can get it right. You don't have to mess it up. Help them to remember that. In Christ's name we pray. Freshman bars open. Thank you for being here. God bless you. I want you all to go.
You've been listening to a lesson provided by Northside Bible Church. Our assembly is excited to bring you many studies to help the Christian grow in the knowledge of Christ Jesus Rightly Divided. If you live in the greater Oklahoma City area, we welcome you to come and fellowship with us each Sunday. Sunday school begins at 10:15 and church service at 11. Otherwise, we hope you enjoy all the many audio lessons and Bible studies found on rightdivision.com. Questions regarding today's lesson or on any material on the website can be sent to our email address, which is questions@rightdivision.com. Or feel free to write us at Northside Bible Church, P.O. Box 20777, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73156. Thanks again for listening, and be sure and study your Bible today.